Okay. Any question? Here you're supposed to have a lot of questions. Did you volunteer for this work? Don't volunteer for works here, please. Okay, we're talking about what?
About illness and how we can recognize him in our thoughts and in things we hear around us.
A little bit more. You need to add one sentence to that. You started with, okay, about Iblis. To find the Iblis who's talking, Rab, and what? Main point. When your intelligence is playing to be a good one, that is the point. When I'm convinced that I'm trying to do good, even then you should be suspicious about this intelligence. From the beginning of the book, we started our narration how? We knew that we wanted to talk about the wisdom, right? From the beginning, first he said, wisdom is not something to gain for yourself. It's to go find and bring it back, to open the door, to open the gate, the eagle, the falcon, which was opening and returning and coming back. He started with that. That was the first paragraph, which I advise anyone who is really interested in this book, especially where we are now, read it a couple of times. The first paragraph is 110 verses. So it's a very good, intense explanation of this wisdom, what it is all about. And it will end at the subject of imagination. The image of my beloved makes me believe I could be beautified. Remember that? Then we started to study again the intelligence. But this time not the intelligence itself, because that was done in book one, mainly first half of it. In second book, we started to learn how does it fool me? What's wrong with it when it's activated in me? First paragraph was a hair in your eye. Believing in whatever you see in the sky, forget that. Second was when somebody steals your serpent, you should be happy. But the third one, which was the main story, was the story of wishes of this intelligence, which is sin. The guy who is facing Jesus and wants to learn the spell or see the result of the spell, which is the black tiger. He said, you don't know what you wish for. Sometimes you wish for something, you believe it's good, it's not. Then, one step further, he said, oh, your intelligence tries to feed you with some holy words, which is meaningless, really. To feed your donkey with the holy paragraph. You remember that God is powerful. There is no power but the God's power. That's another excuse. We saw that. Then he went to form and the essence. He said your intelligence is focused on form. And the essence is missing. You know the form of life and how to deal with it, but you forget the essence. And so on and so on, we saw the shortcoming of our ego is talking constantly inside. Here, one of the main stories, the last stories, is that sometimes he tries to lead you towards good. Even then, you should be suspicious, because its goal will be to stop you from a better one. To deny you the better one, it will offer you the lesser good. This is what happened here. We saw Muawiya as a holy person. It's on. He's sleeping. It's a prayer time. The Satan will wake him. He will not accept that. Say, wait a minute. You're not supposed to do good. You are Satan. Then the conversation started. What's that? The conversation went on. First, Iblis defended itself, and let's forget that word, Iblis. Let's talk about our ego, because that's the self who's doing it. Self started to, when Muawiya told him that, hey, yourself, you're not here to help the spirituality. You're here for my physical existence. He started to say, oh no, I am the first, I'm the first creative, God created me, I'm the first fellow. And I didn't rot away, so I'm the same fellow. He went to quote from God that God created everything not to have a benefit in it, but to give benefit to everything. Then he went to the worst doctrine of this self, animalistic self. What is the worst doctrine of this self? That jealousy is a sign of love. And almost everybody accepts that. That yes, when you're in love, you're jealous. No, you're not. When you're ego-centered, you're jealous. When you're silly, you're jealous. When you're backward, you're jealous. And I call you all the names because we know that's the most important barrier in our path. Book 1, Rumi said it in a story 3. Remember? First story was you falling in love with your brain. Second was the superficial information you receive with your senses. The third one was double story, because one was not enough to say that barrier. Jealousy. The king Jew who will kill all the different people. Remember that long story about jealousy? So we will not accept that the jealousy is silent. We know it's not. Because in love, very simply, I should somehow vanish. Then mine, obviously, is irrelevant. And jealousy is about mine or not mine. So here Satan went back to that, okay, I didn't bow to the Adam, because I was in love with God and I was jealous. And whatever I am, I'm created by God. Look at the long paragraph from the first to the last is, I'm created by God. Have you ever heard this in you telling yourself? Obviously not. Because if you say it like this, you will be ashamed. But you have received it and you have accepted it. By whom? By a group of people who will stand and say, what are these nonsenses you weave and you talk about? spirituality. Human being is an animal. We are what we are, and if you say something is wrong with me, then something is wrong with the Creator. God created us, and God created us like this. So what? Over there, you hear this. You hear this a lot. But they will decorate it. They will put it in different colors and shades, so you will not recognize it. That is it. We are not talking about God here. Yes, we are created by God. Everything is created by God. Even about nothingness, we will not say anything different. But there is a difference. God has created this, and this has no choice at all. Animals, they have limited choices, which is dictated by the brain, intelligence, and the benefits. Survival. But we are not like that at all. We are in another level of consciousness. We could decide to be a good human being and a bad human being. There is no good cow or bad cow. Cow is cow. Cockroach is cockroach. But human being, my goodness, this is what we are talking about. Then, Muawiyah didn't accept this. One. Do you remember? Muawiyah said, I will not accept that, and I will not go on talking about it even to you. Because when it comes to talking about it, you fool even Pharaoh. You fool everyone. Because you fool my arrogant part. So I will not put it in as a conversation, really. I will not challenge you like that. Then let's hear what the Muawiyah is saying about it. With? Because last time you read, everybody applauded. Everybody was happy that you read.
What's the line, please?
The line will be 2658. 59.
Iblis again replied to Muawiyah. Iblis said to him, "Unravel this knot. I am the touchstone for the false coin and the true. God has made me the test of lion and cur. God has made me the test of genuine coin and counterfeits. When I have blackened the false coin's face, I am the money changer. I have valued it. To the good I act as guide. The dry branches I rip off. I lay these sorts of fodder. For what purpose? In order that it may be seen of what kind the animal is. When a wolf bears young to an antelope, and there is some doubt whether it has the nature of wolf or antelope, drop you grass and bones in front of it, to which side it quickly steps. If it comes toward the bones, it is canine. And if it craves the grass, it is assuredly of the antelope race. A wrath and a mercy were wedded to one another. From these two was born the world of good and evil."
Okay.